From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The district attorney in Durham, North Carolina, says he will not drop his investigation of the alleged sexual assault at an off-campus Duke University party. An exotic dancer who was hired to perform at the party claims that she was attacked by several members of Duke's lacrosse team. Yesterday, lawyers for the lacrosse players said that DNA tests prove no assault took place. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the district attorney is not so sure.
Today's comments by Durham District Attorney Mike Nifong mark the first time in more than a week he's spoken about the alleged attack, a case that's reopened old questions about race and class in this growing southern city. Nifong appeared at a forum at North Carolina Central University, a predominantly African-American school, where the female accuser in the case is a student. Before an audience largely sympathetic to the woman, Nifong promised his investigation will go on.
A lot has been said in the press, particularly by some attorneys yesterday, about this case should go away. I hope that you will understand by the fact that I am here this morning that my presence here means that this case is not going away.
Nifong's statement came a day after lawyers for the lacrosse players said they'd seen DNA tests from the state crime lab. The attorneys say DNA samples from 46 team members did not match evidence collected from the woman, proving, they say, the players are innocent. Nifong, who has not yet filed any charges, said the DNA tests won't hamper his investigation.
For most of the years I've been doing this, we didn't have DNA. We had to deal with sexual assault cases the good old-fashioned way. Witnesses got on the stand and told what happened to them. And the fact is that this case is proceeding the way a case should proceed.
The district attorney, along with Durham's mayor and other city leaders, urged the audience at the forum to let the law enforcement process play out. But many of the 700 or so people here were feeling anything but patient. Bishop John Bennett accused officials of dragging their feet.
Why did the accused rapist get a chance to chill out at the Duke University? While I'm a representative of the community, I know people that go to jail for being accused of rape. And in my neighborhood, the police out there like in minutes. They're in handcuffs.
For many people at the forum, the alleged attack is symbolic of what they see as a bigger problem in Durham, a modern Sunbelt city that in their eyes still carries vestiges of the Old South. The lacrosse players attend Duke, an affluent, private, mostly white institution. The accuser is a student at North Carolina Central, a much poorer, mostly black state school. Central student Sean Cunningham, a friend of the accuser, said too many people, especially in the media, are blaming her for what happened.
You have minimalized my sister to a stripper and an exotic dancer. She walks this campus every day going to class, trying to provide for her family. You don't identify her as a mother. You don't identify her as a student. You don't identify her as a woman.
Nifong rejected implications that race or class has affected the way officials handled the case. And Durham Mayor Bill Bell, an African-American, cautioned the crowd that racially charged rhetoric isn't helpful to the city. Some in the audience agreed. Student Jeff Easterling says he's trying to calm emotions on the North Carolina Central campus.
Things have to take its course. A lot of legal proceedings take up to 1 to 2 months. It's not going to be done overnight like most students want to. Allow Attorney Nifong to do his job. He's the district attorney. I trust him.
The district attorney hasn't said when he might announce a decision about charges in the case, but he did note he's hearing criticism from both sides. Today, outside the now abandoned house where the party took place, somebody hung a hand-lettered sign supporting the lacrosse players. It said, "Nifong, admit you were wrong and apologize. Lacrosse deserves it." Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.